American journalists complain about working in a tough profession, but try to do it in Moscow. A new documentary tells the story of an independent Moscow TV channel's attempt to survive in modern Russia. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has this preview.
When Russia's Dosht TV channel, or TV Rain in English, first launched in 2010, the station was very much a product of its seemingly progressive times.
Я хотел поблагодарить всех, кто проголосовал за меня.
Russia had a new young president in Dmitry Medvedev, heard here, who'd replaced Vladimir Putin following the end of his then two constitutionally allowed terms in office.
Телеканал Дождь.
Optimistic channel.
And Dosht, with its bright pink logo and slogan The Optimistic Channel, offered lifestyle news and a hipster vision that matched Medvedev's own embrace of the West amid a reset policy with America, says the station's founding producer, Vera Krichevskaya.
This word, reset, sounded beautifully for all of us, and we were full of optimism.
The very title of Krichevskaya's new documentary, Expletive, This Job, Adventures in Russian Journalism, is more than enough to suggest that optimism didn't last.
President Российской Федерации Владимир Владимирович Путин.
By the time Vladimir Putin returned to the presidency in 2012, the channel was increasingly at odds with the Kremlin for its coverage of a wave of opposition street protests demanding reforms and free elections. The problem, says Krichevskaya, was that in covering Russia as it was, the station put the Kremlin's carefully managed vision of Russia as it should be in stark relief.
Dosht showed what is really going on. Really. It's a key word here. It reflects the real life.
For that, Dosht has been punished repeatedly. It's now available only on the internet after the government cut the channel's access to cable TV and therefore a national audience in 2014. Dosht journalist and owner Natalia Sendeeva have faced threats and intimidation as well as multiple studio evictions.
Dosht в реестр СМИ иностранных агентов.
This past August, Dosht was added to a government list of so-called foreign agent media, a label widely seen as yet another Kremlin attempt to cap the channel's reach and influence, says Krichevskaya.
The government, most likely in their mind, there is a red line that Dosht cannot cross in terms of the numbers of audience.
Indeed, even Krichevskaya's film seems unlikely to get newly required government approval for a wider showing inside Russia. And American audiences will have their chance to see Adventures in Russian Journalism. It premieres at this year's Doc NYC Film Festival and is available for online viewing through the Thanksgiving holidays. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.